Welcome to Radio.
And welcome, Haburigani. Haburigani, and the response to that would be Kuji Chakalia. Today is the second day of Kwanzaa, and it means, and today is Kuji Chakalia, which means self-determination. Tonight's show is live. All you have to do is call in at 805, that's the area code, 805-292-0372. And join in the discussion about Kuji Chakalia self-determination. Now, last night I did, on the first day of Kwanzaa, I give to you Emoja. I talked about Unity, which was a pre-recorded show. Tonight the show is live, and I welcome you to call and talk about your self-determination. What are you determined to do, and how you do not let people define you? Self-determination could really help to strengthen, to make you successful, because you are determined. You are determined, or you can make yourself determined to get that job. You can make yourself determined to go to school and get a higher degree. You can make yourself determined to that audition and make it through. Be determined. That is self-determination. You can be more successful if you let no one define you. Well, anyway, again, I welcome callers to call in and discuss Kuji Chakalia and the meaning of Kuji Chakalia. Happy Kwanzaa. We will be going to a station break in just a moment. But I want to give you the number again. That's area code 292-0372. We'll be back in a minute. Okay, and we're back. Now, I forgot to mention that. You can also join us in the chat room, too. So the chat room is open for you to come and, you know, discuss in the chat room if you don't want to make that phone call. But anyway, as I wait for callers to call in, we're going to finish discussing Haburigani and what it means Kuji Chakalia, and self-determination and what it is meant to, for you. Now, you know, self-determination is not the only part of Kuji Chakalia. Kuji Chakalia, the meaning is to name ourselves and to create for ourselves and to speak for ourselves. And again, like I said, you don't let anyone define who you are. Kuji Chakalia is a principle that is so necessary in everyday life because you hear all these different labels and different things that people are saying about each other, and there are different stereotypical views just because the media put it out there. You know, like for instance, I'm going to tell you what I've heard quite a bit of. I've heard in different conversations on the mediums, like Pal Talk and other places, where you have white people that would put black people down and say that they're lazy, they're on welfare, they don't take care of their children, all of the children are fatherless. This is from different shows, different exploitative shows that have been presented to the population, to the society, and they take that as gospel. Now, you have black folks that look at white people as being serial killers, rapists, child molesters, pedophiles, all of the heinous things, sexist. There are so many things, and all of these are cynical views. That's why when you look at the media, and some kids who don't understand, who mine have not developed yet, sometimes want to be some of the figures that are on the media, or want to be, you know, noticed because they like the way these people are, not realizing that these characters are fictitious. They are not real. So, but at the same time, these stereotypical views are out there and people actually believe what they see on television at times. So when you allow the media to define you and you allow or you accept what the media has put into society head and society turn it on you, then you are letting others define you by what they see, their perception. In Chakakujalia, when you are determined to not let anyone look at you to say that you're less than because of their perception, you are making yourself, how can I say, well, you limit yourself from thinking good about yourself. How you feel about yourself is very important because it's important for you to feel good about yourself in order to achieve certain things and to be successful. If you don't think good about yourself, you won't think good about others. So it will always be something wrong with someone else because you don't feel good about yourself. You allow what people think or what people, you allow people's perception of you to override you. So you have to be determined not to let anyone do that. What do you want most out of life? Are you determined to go after what you want? I mean, it could be that you might see someone that you like and you're afraid to talk to them. Now, they're single, they're not married, you're single, you're not married. You have to be determined to talk to that person because you want, that's what you want. You never know how it's going to turn out or what the possibilities are unless you are determined and you do what you are determined to do. It could take you places that you have no idea. You can go, to be determined, it doesn't take practice. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. It just takes someone who feels good about themselves and who know themselves. The ones who don't, this is the time for you to get to know yourself. What are you determined to do? What are you determined not to do? Self-determination is something that we create for ourselves. You can be determined not to live well. Whatever you are determined to do, that's how it will happen. If you are not willing to learn, then no one can help you. You have to be determined to learn. No one can stop you. You have to be self-determined. The difference between the possible and the impossible lies in a person's determination. Be self-determined. Don't let others define you. Don't let the past confine you. Take charge of your life with confidence and determination, for there is no limit on what you can do or become once you are determined to do it. In order to achieve success, one must have determination and will succeed. So I wonder how many of you listeners out there believe that, because I know for a fact that's true. There's so many things that I have done in my lifetime that I was determined to do, and I have done it. There are other things that I guess maybe I didn't want it bad enough because I wasn't determined enough to get it. There was no self-determination in that. Like, for instance, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Don't tell nobody. I've always wanted to be a performer. I grew up in New York City, and a lot of times I would walk by Juilliard School coming from work. I worked downtown off of 10th Avenue on 42nd Street. But I would walk back to where I live, which was close to 122nd Street. And that's a long walk, but I walked because I wanted to daydream about being in a Juilliard School. I've never made it there. I've got a college degree, but I've never made it to Juilliard, okay? And I don't think I was determined to do it. That's what happened. I don't think I was determined to perform. Now, I've been to an audition, and I made it through for the second round. But I don't think I was determined to pursue it. You know how people who are in the entertainment field, who are acting right now, they went to school for it. They actually became homeless trying to get there. They'd sacrifice a whole lot to get to where they are today. And you hear that in many stories from movie stars who've made it. I never was determined to sacrifice anything, so therefore that's not what I am today. But I am determined to live well. I am determined to be at peace. I am determined to fight for what's right. So those are the things that I am determined to do. The new year is coming. We will be going into 2018. 2017 has showed us, me, myself, because everybody's perception is different, has shown me so much. I have seen quite a bit of things that is unraveling right in front of my own eyes. For one, justice. Justice seems like is something that is no longer being upheld when it comes to black lives. Justice is something that I am determined to organize with others, and to fight for. I am determined to join and organize with others to save democracy. Things are changing rapidly in America, and we have to change our way of thinking. I am determined to organize so that we, as human beings, can pull our resources, meaning to be able to understand the law and to work with those who know the law and to change the laws that keep coming into focus that is going against the human being in the United States of America. Now, I'm taking Kuji Chakalia to a whole new realm, talking about worldwide, okay, talking about a nation and then worldwide, because the world it seems to look down on us. They have a perception about Americans. That's what I'm feeling. And Kuji Chakalia would benefit everyone if they use that on a daily basis. Now, the principles, and Nguzu Saba is the seven principles of Kwanzaa. These principles, as we go through them, is the principles that you can use 365 days of the year. These principles are there to guide you. And right now, while we're discussing the second principle today, we're focusing on what and how you can use this on a daily basis as well. So I invite you to call in or join me in the chat room. The number is area code 805-292-0372. Do call in and tell me what is your self-determination right after the break. Okay, I'm back. Haburagani, what's the response? Kuji Chakalia, what does Kuji Chakalia mean? Self-determination. Well, you know what else? While we were on break, I was thinking to myself, what else I am determined about? I am determined to have good health. There are so many callbacks, and you know, the other day I found out that some of the callbacks of different foods that they have in these supermarkets that has caused people to get sick. Like one, I guess it was Kangas that caused quite a few people to get listeria. And some of these foods stay on the shelf for a year. Even though they're called back, the people don't send it back. So it's on the shelf for a year, and people are buying it. Obviously, maybe the germ dies away. I don't know what happens, but that's something. I would like to, I am determined to grow quite a bit of my food, like grow some herbs and spices, grow tomatoes, grow some eggplant, grow some squash and cucumbers, lettuce. That way you'll have it out of your own yard and it won't be contaminated. You know what you're eating. I wish I had enough land to raise cattle or livestock so that the meat would be fresh, but I don't. I'm not going to become a vegetarian because I've been around so many people who claim they were determined to be vegetarian, but then I've seen them eat meat and they go back and forth and back and forth. So I'm not going to claim that. As a matter of fact, I am determined not to make any type of New Year resolution that concerns dieting. You know, you people go on a diet, they're determined to go on a diet, and then what happens is that go right out the window, and where's that self-determination? It went right out the window with them. And then what happens is you feel bad about it, you feel bad about yourself, and so that weakens yourself to become determined. You have to get back on track again. Don't mess with the diet thing. Don't mess with that at all. What you need to do is be determined to just be healthy. Eat healthy. Stay off of the glutens. Don't eat as much bread as you have been eating. Cut down on the sugar. You know, drink more water. These are the things that you can do. Be determined. And I can practically guarantee you, if you change your mindset and change some of the ways you've been eating, cut down, not telling you to go on any diet, oh, you will be determined. You will have that self-determination, especially after you see the results. So, anyway, I did not get any callers on this show. Maybe it'll be the next show, which tomorrow's show will be on the third day of Kwanzaa. And I will, if you don't know what the third day of Kwanzaa is, I should make you wait till tomorrow before I tell you, but it's Ujima. That's spelled Ujima. And I'm not going to tell you what it means because tomorrow, that is for tomorrow's discussion. Tomorrow I will be live again. It will not be pre-recorded. I will be live again. And here's the number. Take it down. Since you didn't join me tonight, you can join me tomorrow. If someone is willing to co-host with me, I will be happy to have you on. All you have to do is call 052920372. Again, the area code is 805-292-0372. Tonight's show is on the second day of Kwanzaa. I give you Kujichakalia, which is self-determination. We have been discussing self-determination and all the things that I am determined to do, some of the things you shouldn't be determined to do, and things that and you should not let people define you. So this is what we have been discussing. We are coming to the end of our broadcast tomorrow. Won't you please join us? Like I said, the chat room will be open tomorrow. and we can chat about it, or we can you can call, and I am going to give you that number one more time. Is area code 805-292-03. Nope, I said it wrong. And let me start all over again. Area code 805-292-0372. There you have it. Well, anyway, I am going to go out with the song that I started with. Of course, you know the name of the song is Nobody's Greater Than You. And I played that song because I am determined to not let anybody think they're better and define me as being less than, because I am determined to be successful when it comes to communication, for that is what I have my degree in, and I continue to communicate with you. I bid you all a good night, and, oh, I forgot the other thing to do. We say harambe, harambe, harambe three times, which means all is well. Good night, everyone.